getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
My name is Jeff Hundley, and I serve as one of the pastors of the Hallows Church. We're a church who's been around here in the Seattle area for just over 5 years, and God has been very gracious to us along the way. In fact, He's been unfolding our story in an interesting way over that period of time. And so at this point in our journey, the Hallows Church exists as one church family who gathers together in three different locations across our city. And as a result, each and every Sunday, the Hallows Church gathers together for worship in Shoreline at 9 a.m. on the Krista campuses, in West Seattle at 10:45 a.m., and in Fremont at 5 p.m. And we'd love to have you join us at one of our locations sometime soon. I'd like to share with you today a couple of thoughts about what the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. There, Paul says that God has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. In verse 7, he says, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us." I think Paul paints an interesting picture here for us. He says, "We have this treasure in jars of clay." And one thing that's clear is that God is the treasure, right? He's the light, and He's given us Himself. He's given us His presence and His power by the Holy Spirit. And now if God is the treasure, that would make us the jars of clay who carry this light, who carry this treasure. But when Paul refers to us in this way as jars of clay, I do not think that he intends this necessarily as a compliment. You see, clay, especially back then, it was not the strongest of materials. Clay was pretty fragile. It was pretty weak. In fact, if Paul is referring to us as the jars of clay, then from a biblical perspective, the jars are not only fragile and weak, but every last jar, every last one of us, is cracked and chipped and broken in one way or another. But something very interesting we see here is that Paul is saying God puts His treasure in these weak and fragile jars of clay so that His work in our lives might be most clearly seen. You see, God fills us as weak vessels with His light and His surpassing power so that others can't help but see the treasure and not the broken jar, so that others might be impressed with Him and not with us. But if we're going to be honest here, the truth is we often get in the way of this, don't we? We don't like to seem weak. We don't like to seem broken and flawed. And so we try to hide our weakness. We try to cover ourselves up. We try to cover up the cracks and the chips and the flaws in the jar. Rather than accepting and admitting our brokenness, we instead try to cover these things up. And we try to present ourselves to the world as Christians who have it all figured out and who have it all together. But I think Paul would say that if we're not careful with this, we will dampen the light that is trying to shine. I think Paul is revealing for us an important part for us to play here in not presenting ourselves as something other than the fragile vessels that we are. Because here's the thing. It's through our honesty about our brokenness and about our weakness that God's light shines through us to others around us in the most genuine of ways. And so if we think about it in this way, the cracks and the chips in the jars of clay are no longer necessarily to be despised or covered up, because they now serve a key purpose. If you and I are the jars of clay, then the light and the treasure within us has no way to get out and to reach others and to penetrate the darkness and the lostness around us except through the brokenness of the jar. So friends, we do not need to cover up or clean up or patch up the cracks and the flaws in the jar, and we do not need necessarily to despise them or despair over them. Instead, we need to accept and acknowledge our own brokenness and allow God to use it as the very channels through which His light can shine most brightly from us to those around us who are in need. I think this is how we can apply this verse in our lives, by being real and being honest about our weakness and our dependence, and about our need for God's mercy and grace. Because God not only uses us in spite of our brokenness, but at times He actually shines most brightly through that brokenness as we allow Him to do so. And so, friends, as we engage one another and as we engage the world around us, let's take care not to present ourselves other than the weak and fragile vessels that we are, in desperate need of the glorious treasure that we carry, all so that the world might see that the grace and mercy and power that may be at work in our lives belongs entirely to God and not to us.
You've been listening to Pastor Jeff Hundley of Hallows Church, with three locations in the Seattle area. For more details about the church, visit them online at hallowschurch.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.